Monday, January 20th, 1986. The chapel preacher is seminarian Victor Belton. His sermon text is from Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 through 22. And his sermon theme, The Promises of God, the Gift that Keeps on Giving.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit, who bids us be here and to worship in spirit and in truth. Our text for this morning is a portion of the Noah narrative. I'm sure you all know that story where, about 10 generations removed from Adam, the world is so perverse, the world has so far gone away from God that God has determined that he will destroy it. He determined he would destroy it with a flood, and he would destroy it completely except for that one man, Noah, and his family, who was found to be walking with God. And so God decided to preserve him from that flood, along with his family, along with seven sets of clean animals and one set of unclean animals. After 40 days of riding on the waves, after 40 additional days, after the rain had stopped of riding, being cast to and fro, the ark comes to rest on Mount Ararat. Moses sends out a raven and he sends out a dove to see whether or not the water has completely subsided from the earth and whether or not it's God's will for him to come out at this time. When Noah finally gets the word from God to come out, he sacrifices. He makes a sacrifice to the Lord. And thus our text. Genesis chapter 8, beginning at verse 20. Then Noah built an ark to the Lord, and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing odor, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again destroy every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Thus far, our text. I would throw these words to you. Cast these words out this morning for your consideration. I still have a dream today that one day justice will roll down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. I still have a dream today that in all our state houses and city halls, men will be elected to go there who will do justly and love mercy and will walk humbly with their God. I still have a dream today. No doubt you recognize these words as the words of Martin Luther King, Jr. And it is fitting this morning that we cast our lot with the rest of the nation, with the state of Missouri, and consider the hope that Martin gives, the hope that Martin Luther King holds behind these words. When Martin Luther King was assassinated, it seemed that once again, the waters of this world, as it were, the waters of Satan had flooded the world. It seemed that somehow justice would never be done. Somehow God's will for us would never be accomplished. Somehow we would never be won. It seemed that all hope was lost for many of us. But the good news is that God's promise, God's will, is never dependent on a man. God's will is not dependent on a Martin Luther King. God's will is not dependent on any Martin, but God's will is so ordered and preserved by his own grace, by his own good and gracious giving. It seems that we sometimes lose sight of that. We sometimes, in our hurried lives, in our seminary studies, lose sight of the fact that God has decided he would preserve the world. God has decided he would preserve us as a part of that world. When it seems like 24 hours is not enough time in one day to get accomplished all those myriads of things we have to do, we kind of doubt. It seems that after investing ourselves in this community, we go home and still must invest ourselves in our families. We kind of get discouraged and we doubt. But the good news is that we need not doubt. Because the gift of God, that promise of God, keeps on giving and it enables us to give. That promise of God enabled Noah to become a man of faith again, to be fruitful and multiply. That gift of God kept on giving. It made Abraham leave Haran. It made Abraham be willing to sacrifice his son Isaac for the sake of the word of God, confident that God could replace that son as he willed. But that gift of God doesn't stop there. That gift of God keeps on giving, and it gives to the prophets, to the kings of Israel, that they may carve a great nation out of a disjointed people. But it doesn't stop there. That gift of God walks on down through the ages, and it gives to prophets. It gives to the apostles so that they carve this great church into the world. But it doesn't stop there. It gives to the Apostle Paul so that the Apostle Paul carries the word out from Jews to Gentiles. And it does not stop there. My brothers, that gift of God seeks to give to us. And in giving to us, it would seek to have us multiply that word and then give to others. The gift of God, the promise of God, grace, is that gift of God that keeps on giving despite all adversity. And we know that gift of God has been manifested to us. Typologically speaking, we know that we have that gift of God perfectly, and the name of that gift of God is Jesus Christ, and it's in his death and in his resurrection that we have firm assurance that the gift of God keeps on giving. The gift of God will never cease to do and accomplish what it is that God has purposed for us. Jesus Christ was born, cast onto this flood of life, and here he died. Offered himself on a cross, and that cross was set loose into death. But Jesus Christ did not stay dead. And therein, my brothers, lies the promise that Jesus Christ rose again. And as he rose, he brought with him gifts. One of those gifts is that we bear fruit. One of those gifts is that we are now enabled to come to God. And that gift that is ours, that gift of forgiveness, justification, that gift of recreation that we have in Jesus Christ, just keeps on giving. It gave to Noah. It gave to Abraham. It gave to David, the judges and the kings. My brothers, it gave to the disciples. It gave to Paul, it gave to John. It gave to Martin Luther, and it gave to Martin Luther King. God be praised, and that very same gift, my brothers and sisters, seeks to give to us and keeps on giving. God be praised. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.